Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, folks, this is Dr. Barton with The Truth in Medical Healing. As you know, we broadcast every Friday at noon, 12 to 12:30. And it's Eastern time is noon, Pacific time 9 a.m. Sorry, it sounds like I'm doing a health program, and it sounds like I'm on my way out. Anyhow, I happen to be in New York. You know, we're based in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Just one second, hang on. I'm taking a little drink of this incredible water, Kangen water. Excuse me. Anyhow, we'll talk about Kangen water in a couple of minutes. We've been doing this show for about 12, 13 years every week, and we invite people from whoever's on the net. We have people that call in from Europe, from Alaska. We don't have the time. We've got a late start today, and I'm going to have to abbreviate the show because, as I said, I'm in New York in the middle of a snowstorm that's starting up, and I have to get to someplace before that happens, if I can. So let me just tell you, the human body is 85% water. The cells of the body are bathed in what's called interstitial fluid, which is really water. So water is critical to life, as we all know that. But at the same token, it depends upon the type of water, because all water worldwide is contaminated. It started in 1900 when they invented the internal combustion engine. For automobiles, there was only one car for one engine. And now we have millions and millions, God knows how many billions of cars worldwide. So the thing is this, that so when I was growing up, first of all, I'm older than all of you. Not put together, but there's no one listening to this show. I'm willing to bet, I'm not going to tell you how much I'll bet, I'm willing to bet that no one listening to the show is older than I am. And I'm also willing to bet that no one has the amount of energy that I have. Lucky for me, a number of years ago, I went on a medical convention to Tokyo. When I was in the Air Force years ago, I had been in Tokyo and wanted to see how it looked then. That was still, when I say now, it was like probably 10 to 12 years ago, maybe 15. No, it was more than that. It was probably 20 years ago. And I was walking through the lobby of this hotel, and a Japanese gentleman came up to me, and he said, Dr. Barton? And I said, yes, sir. How did you know it's me? He held up a Tokyo newspaper, which is all in Japanese, and right on the front page was my picture. I said, oh, my gosh, what did I do? Some kind of a worldwide murder spree or something? And he started to laugh, but he said, no, no. Turns out that he was Dr. Shinya. Shinya is a world-renowned gastroenterologist because he invented colonoscopy. And he talked me, I'm talking fast because he got a late start, and I have to abbreviate the show today also because of the storm. At any rate, he took me back to his facility, which is on the outskirts of Tokyo, and he showed me different DVDs and people that he treated and that used colonoscopy for colon cancer and all of that type of thing, and told me, and he showed me the stages of it. When the person actually had cancer in the intestine, and little by little by little, the cancerous images were fading out. And what Dr. Shinya did for these people, it didn't happen in every case, but the thing is, it happened in enough to be able to balance the body off with pure water. And when creation occurred, the human body was put together with an incredible structure. Let's put it that way. So, anyhow, Shinya talked me into going over to the other side of the island. I was only going to be there for that afternoon and be in Tokyo, and in Japan. And he talked me into going over to Osaka. And we flew over there in a small plane where they have this factory where they, it's not a factory town, it's nice and peaceful and so forth, but this particular, in a very nice looking building, is where they make these Kangen water machines. These machines are, let's say they're maybe twice or three times the size of a small toaster. You sit on, it sits on the kitchen counter, and it actually hooks up to the tap water, and it restructures the water into pure water, totally pure, through the process of ionization and electrolysis, which is like incredible. So ever since that time, and I have to speed up again, but ever since that time, all those years ago, the only water that I drink is Kangen water. I have three machines and three residences that I have, New York, Florida, and someplace else, wherever that is. Anyhow, the thing is that putting also with different industry and so forth and so on. Well, before I get into that, let me just say this, that the only water that I drink, if I go into a restaurant and they bring over glasses of water, I say in a nice way, thanks anyhow, please. I don't even want it on the table. Because when you get Kangenized, they call it, when you get so involved in Kangen water and you know what it's doing for you and how fantastic you feel and the energy factor and all of that, then you just don't want to be near any other kind of water. Somebody comes to my house to visit, and they've got a bottle of Poland water or something in their hand, I tell them, do me a favor, please, don't leave it on the doorstep. Leave it in your car or throw it in that garbage can over there, because I don't want anybody to think I drink Poland water. I only drink Kangen water. And now they're doing this fracking. You know what fracking is? Fracking is to be able to petroleum industry. They are looking for more petroleum deposits, and they break. Fracking is a process that breaks through the Earth's crust, actually, and determines if there's any petroleum deposits there and so forth and so on. And it's all about money. And I want to make money too. I always need more money. But I don't want to make my money at someone else's expense. I want to make my money on helping people. And that's what I do. So fracking, the largest, I'll tell you a quick story about, see, every reservoir, it says pure water, whatever it says on the reservoir. Unfortunately, in the country, the whole country, practically the whole country, the reservoirs that contaminated because of the fracking that's going on. Can you imagine that? When we sign off and you have time, anytime, just look under fracking in the encyclopedia and see what it says, okay? And so moving right along, there's the process of, there's another problem in healthcare. Let me just tell you that real quick. It has to do with osteoporosis. It's a weakening of the bones and fractures and so forth and so on. And more of that is happening, mostly because people who drink dark colored sodas, Pepsi, Coke, and Dr. Brown are dark colored sodas. In order to make it the dark color, they have to add phosphoric acid. By the way, as I'm talking to you about all these things, I'm looking out the window. And I'm not following a script or anything like that. It's just that this is built into me already. And the fact is, phosphoric acid actually robs the bones of minerals. It makes Pepsi and Coke and Dr. Brown, whoever it is, sell more soda. I never drink any of that. I only drink Kangen water. Okay, but the thing is this, the osteoporosis is increasing, and they prescribe, trying to remember what they prescribe for the osteoporosis. Can't think of it right now. However, if you really want to be healthy, number one, don't drink soda. Don't drink the Pepsi, Coke, or whatever it may be. I don't drink soda. The only thing I drink is Kangen water, and I drink juice. I drink a lot of orange juice, grapefruit juice, pineapple, tomato juice, and I like the spicy tomato juice, which is because I like spicy things. And as I'm broadcasting here, I see the weather's getting even worse. So we're going to be, as I said before, we broadcast every Friday at high noon, noon to 12:30. And whoever's listening to the show today, sorry we have to do it. Oh, I was going to say one thing about the fracking. The country's largest tomato grower is someplace in Pennsylvania, and it's called Heirloom Tomatoes. And they have like 5,000 acres of heirloom tomatoes growing, which were all contaminated more than once due to the fracking that was going on in western Pennsylvania, and it ruined the entire crops, that particular process. Anyhow, folks, We're going to be broadcasting next week. The weather's worsening, and I've got to be able to fly out of here pretty soon. And I just want to wish you all happiness. And if you really want prosperity and be healthy at the same time, then you want to be able to find out about Kangen Water. And you want to be able to find how to do the business. And you can call me directly. I'm going to give you my cell phone number. My office, my main office is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And my cell phone number, I'm going to give it out only one time. Don't call today. You can start to call me back on Monday, if that's okay with you. The number is 863-509-9059. 863-509-9059. And on that note, folks, we're going to sign off and tell you, be careful, stay healthy, find out where you can get, well, just call our office and we're going to give you how to get the Kangen Water, be able to have it in your house, and how it hooks up and simple and all of that. And by the way, it's also a business. It's a network marketing business. You can become a Kangen Water distributor, just like I am. And I have been for the last probably 20 years. And that also, besides my health and everything, it brings in another pretty big income. Okay, folks. So on that note, I wish you all happiness. And let's talk to these crazy people around the world that are killing other people and for whatever reason. I mean, I don't want to kill anybody. And you do what you have to do in life. And I was in the Air Force and so forth and so on. But whatever you have to do, in order to do whatever the government tells you to do, you need to do. But at the same token, you want to be able to protect your family, protect your life, and healthy longevity. Okay? So tune in next Friday. And in order to tune into the station, call 347-324-3595. 347-324-3595. To all my Latin friends that are waiting for me in Miami, disfrute en fin de semana. What does that mean? It means have a happy, healthy, fun weekend. Adios.